Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio. This is a platform to hear from candidates who are running in the upcoming general election to be held on November the 3rd. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. I am speaking with Chuck Edwards, Senator from District 48 for North Carolina. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Ruth. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. We so appreciate it. You've been doing this for a little while. Tell me why you're going to want to run again.
Ruth, I have recognized more than ever the importance in having good, solid business people down in Raleigh. And quite frankly, I'm excited about the leadership roles that I've achieved in the Senate so far, the committee assignments that I've received, and I feel that I am positioned better than ever to help make a difference for the folks back here at home.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about qualifications. You said you were a business person. What are your qualifications to represent this area?
Ruth, I tell folks that I am as common a man as you will find out there. I was I was raised in a poor family. My mom and dad worked hard for a living. We didn't have, as they would have said, two nickels to rub together. My mom was a waitress. My dad was a truck driver. And I have personally lived through about every socioeconomic class that there is out there, from being very poor to being advantaged to, being poor again. And I get to work with so many different people as well, both employees and other business owners. And I recognize what it takes to be successful. And having lived that myself, I think I've got just a real solid understanding of what affects the lives of North Carolinians. And I feel well armed to be able to represent the people of this district down in Raleigh.
Great. Thank you. Okay. You mentioned leadership roles. Help me understand what committees you're on. What are you leading, and how is that going to impact our area?
Ruth, I now serve and have been asked to serve on 17 various committees.
Wow.
In the Senate and with joint oversights. I sit on two state commissions. I've had the pleasure of being appointed as chair of five of those committees, significant committees. You know, for example, I chair the Senate Commerce and Insurance Committee, which has a profound impact on the state of the economy in North Carolina. I chair the Joint Oversight Committee for Economic Development and Global Engagement in North Carolina, which is the committee that provides oversight to the Department of Commerce and just how we improve our economy in North Carolina. I sit on the Senate Finance Committee, the Senate Education Committee, the Senate Appropriations for Agriculture, Natural and Economic Resources is another that I chair, which makes a significant impact to how appropriations are issued in North Carolina and how funds are distributed. I sit on the Policy Committee for Agricultural, Natural, and Economic Resources. These are all committees that have a significant impact on policy and appropriations and taxing and fees in North Carolina. And I feel like I am positioned extremely well to use those assignments to help particularly folks back here in the district, but North Carolina overall.
Absolutely. Some of those are extremely important to our area, that's for sure. Okay. You get back in there and you're back in Raleigh. What are the top three challenges that the legislature is going to have to attack at the start of next year? Where are you going? What's the top three there?
Ruth, I feel like the top issue is we've got to get North Carolina back at work. We've got to get this state opened and our economy back on track. We've really lagged the rest of the nation in allowing folks to go back to work and earn a living. The policies in reopening have been applied inconsistently, quite frankly, unfairly. And we've had so many industries come forward and ask and beg us to allow them to reopen. And they've had a good plan in order to do that safely. Number one, first and foremost, I believe we've got to figure out how to get the state reopened for business. The second one, if you want me to go on,
please,
is going to be how do we address the revenue shortfall that we know that we're going to have over the next biennium as a result of keeping the state closed. Experts now, fiscal experts, are telling us that we should expect a revenue shortfall somewhere between $5 and $8 billion over the next biennium. That is a significant decrease from what we've been accustomed to. And it's going to take some folks with some courage that are willing to say no to some programs in order to balance the budget. And then the third thing is we've got to resist the propensity in light of that budget shortfall to raise taxes on businesses, which is one of the biggest mistakes that was made by the state of North Carolina back in 2008, 2010, when we hit our last recession. The state leadership at that time raised taxes on the folks that were providing an economy and jobs in North Carolina. And that really sent us spiraling, and it's taken years for us to get back. And so the third thing is to resist the propensity of those that want to raise taxes.
Okay, if we don't raise taxes on business, then we raise taxes on residents. I guess that's my next question.
Well, I'm talking about we've got to resist the propensity to raise taxes, period.
Okay.
On anybody. We've got to allow folks to keep their hard-earned money, to recycle what they earn through the economy. And if we raise taxes on anyone, then we're really stepping on our own foot. This above all times is not the time to raise taxes on anyone.
Okay. All right. Chuck, tell us about how to get in touch with you. If we've got listeners who would like more information, how would they do that? Do you have a Facebook page, a website?
My website is Chuck Edwards NC. That's Chuck Edwards NC. I also have a Facebook page with the same handle, Chuck Edwards NC, but the website can get you to absolutely anything. All our social media, our a lot of information about me. It will also link you to a website that I designed specifically to keep the folks in Western North Carolina informed about what's going on in Raleigh. So everything you need is at chuckedwardsnc.com.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Senator Edwards, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate chatting with you this morning.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All local candidates who are running in the upcoming election to be held on November the 3rd have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.